Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And He speaks His words to people in the heart. He loves us. His love runs deep. His love helps us overcome. We just have to have ears to hear. If we have ears to hear, we can benefit by His words. The more we trust the Lord, the more we can do, the more powerful our lives are. If you want to win in life and receive skills, learn God's word. Learn what He's saying. Hear Him out, because He has great things to say. Blessings are in store for those who love Him. As we endeavor to do all that's in His heart, that's my goal. I want to see if I can release my, I can donate my whole life to the Lord. I can present myself a living sacrifice to the Lord. If I can do that, then He'll take my life and take what I give Him, all of it, and multiply and bless others. That's why I always confess that I will do all that's in His heart, because His track record is perfect with me. I desire to do all that's in His heart. That means that the best that I have, He can take it and help me to do what I normally couldn't do. He can help, not only help me win, but He won't leave any joy out of my life. And if I desire something, I can pray for it, and it will be done. Now, I know the time is short, and there are things that I desire, but I know for a fact I desire to be a blessing so other people can live. I want to share the word of God with people so that they can live a better life. If God blessed me with a new car, I'll be happy. Very happy. But if I can just say one more soul, I'll be much happier than that. So that's why I say I will do all that's in His heart. He won't fail me. He don't fail. He's going to take my efforts and multiply. And He'll take your efforts and multiply them too. See, the Lord our God won't waste our efforts. What we give Him our time. If we give Him obedience, He can do a lot with obedience. He can evaluate what we're capable of at the time He wants us to act, what we can say. If we can just yield to Him, the gifts will operate. Now, my pastor talked about something yesterday that he gave him a word for a person. He gave him a word of wisdom for somebody. And at first he thought about not doing it. And the Lord said, if you don't do this, it's going to stop. He said, if you don't obey, He was going to stop giving him things to do. Now, when you yield yourself and you're a blessing to people and you pray for people, you're just a willing vessel. That's all God wants you to do. And sometimes people love God so much, they want to be a blessing. They really want God to use them, you know, even if they have to go to another country. Well, first of all, if God was going to send you to another country, that's a big step. You got to be able to believe Him. You got to be able to trust Him, or you can get hurt. But when people, you have to know Him to do something. Don't think that just because God don't send you to another country, He's not going to use you mightily. If you can obey Him, He can use you where you are. He can use you to do what you can do. Don't limit Him. Think big. Think huge. And my pastor yielded to the Lord, and he just yielded to the Lord and obeyed him. He said he was leaving work, and he was in the shower, and the Lord showed him a vision of a man that was crying. Well, when he went out to his car, he heard somebody crying. The closer he got to his car, the more he heard somebody crying and sobbing. And he went and talked to the guy. And his father-in-law had passed, and he was fond of his father-in-law, and he was very sad. But his father-in-law was a Christian. And he quoted a scripture saying that, tell him, don't cry for those who are in Christ, but rejoice. And he comforted the man because he yielded to the Holy Spirit. He saw the vision when he was back in the building. And he spoke the right word at the right time to that person that really wanted to hear. The gifts are available. When we yield to the Lord, we can do things that God can use us mightily. It may not be much to us, but it's a lot to Him. The little boy's lunch, a couple of fish and five loaves of bread, or two loaves and five fish, whatever he had, that wasn't much. But Jesus multiplied and fed everybody. He can take a word, an act of obedience, and make the difference. And I know what I'm talking about. I've seen him do it. And this is the other part. When we take time and minister the word, we don't get to see all the wonderful things that happen after that. But what you release in the spirit, God can multiply it fantastically. He can do more than we can ask, think, or imagine. So look at him. Don't look at you. Whatever you can give God. You may be on a deathbed. You may be a grandparent, and you're gonna get to see your people one more time. If God put His words in your mouth, it can save your whole family. Don't underestimate Him and what He can do with you. It can make the difference, and the Lord can raise people up, help people heal. We can do the living things of God again. Now, He loves us. And He cares about every part of our life. He's wise enough to do all this stuff. He knows everything. He can evaluate everything. And see, we can't do that. On our side, we see a part of the Word. We know a few good testimonies here and there. But over time, all the people God used, see, a word don't die. An apostle can speak a word. A prophet can speak a word. An evangelist, a pastor, a teacher. And they train before the Lord to do these things. But when they release something, they release it into living people. Some people are not alive to God yet, and they come to life. And that same word grows in them, helps them develop, helps them overcome in life. Eventually, the apostle and the prophet, the pastor, evangelist, the teacher, they're going to die. But what they taught others lives on and shapes lives. And every life that it shapes, people can see people live. And they're living according to God's word. That's how the gospel has spread. It spreads from life to life. And it grows in us from glory to glory. We ever increase if we do it right. If we stay in the love and flow of the Holy Spirit, if we stay in the love of God and we regard the living words of the Holy Spirit, we leave a pattern of good works. And people can see it. They can appreciate it. They can live it. And they grow from glory to glory, just like the Word helps them develop into. But those who love this world, they leave a negative pattern of disaster wherever they go, wherever they tread. They leave death and not life. But as we grow from glory to glory, we do all things through him who strengthens us. Now, I want to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Because I can in him, I can do all things through him. And God is good. And he's everlasting. He don't stop. God loves us so much. We have to, as we go forward, never underestimate what God can do next. I promise you, whatever you give him in the spirit, he's going to do something with it. He's not wasteful. Yielding to him is the most important thing. And he'll help us bear fruit. He's going to help us do his perfect will. And we're going to see greater things happen as we go forward in him. I want to see what's next. You know, he tell me, he give me good reports about what I do. I'm not in doubt of whether this ministry is effective or not. Because every soul that hears the words that God has given me to speak, and I believe it's many, according to him, it enables them to do greater things. Because the Lord can use me and he can help me give what I can give to be a blessing to other people. And that's what I desire the most. It's all about love. It's all about his kindness, his generous kindness to us. And we're watching him be kind to us, and it enables us to be kind to others. We're learning all kind of principles as we develop, as we go forward, as we learn and grow. And we bear fruit after our kind, after whatever type of person we are, that's the type of fruit we bear. You'll see the same living works that we're doing in those that hear us out. It never stops, because God is not wasteful. He doesn't waste our efforts. But he helps us to go forward and move on forward. And he helps other people do the same thing. And I'm excited because with him, all things are possible. God has foundation. He's foundational. And his words have foundation. And we hear his words, we live our lives with foundation. We don't fall, we go forward, not backwards. We ever increase, building on the same foundation that we learn to appreciate. And we learn to appreciate foundation because while we want to move on and build and do something we can see, we didn't realize that we needed the foundation to be stable first. We don't know what we're going to run into in life. So God prepares us. If you notice, the Lord will prepare you for what he know you're going to definitely run into, so that you can avoid it. And then you ever increase, you go forward, you live better. Things operate better. And then you appreciate all the wonderful things of God. Foundation is, a lot of people try to rush their ministry without getting the foundational training that they need. And then they go get in trouble and be dissatisfied with their success because they tried to skip a step. And you can't skip a step. If you skip a step, God's not going to be able to use you as much as he had in mind. That's why yielding to the Lord is so important. That's why it's so important that we trust Him to, enough to yield to Him. Because when we yield to Him, there's nothing we can't do. There's no problem we can't solve, and there's no place that we'll be limited from. God will use us like a tool in His hand. And it's glorious, it's wonderful. You're going to love it. The handiwork of God, you're going to love it. You know, if the Lord ever give you something to do, and you follow through with it, you're in a position to learn things you couldn't learn any other way. And you're going to love it. It's good. And anointing is always with the, some kind of anointing comes with the instruction. Or the anointing will follow the instruction. And when you have God's ability to do something, you can do it. And remember, He evaluates everything. And He chooses the best situation. So the first thing He gives us to do is the best. If we feel uncomfortable and don't do it, He'll give us something else. Something just to get us started. But remember, the more we trust Him and take Him at His word, that's where we're going to find our greatest success. That's where we're going to have our greatest victory. That's where we're going to be the most effective. And the more effective we are in Him, the more people will live. And you're going to see the greater works of God unfold. God is not slack concerning His people. He loves us. He's pulling for us. He's going to help us do the greater things in this life. And the more we yield to Him, the more we're going to see these things flow. Now, I say these kind of things often. But repetition is good. We believe God because we hear and we hear and we hear His word. The more we hear His word, the more we are, the more capable we become. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And there's nothing we can't do. Especially the things He guides us to do. Whatever He guides us to do, that's where we have our best life. That's where we're effective. That's what Satan has been afraid of for years. So as you go forward in great confidence, because God is with you. And He's not going to waste your time, your efforts. And you know, the joy will increase as you go forward. It's everything of God is increasable. And He'll take you forward. Many people have missed out on God's best because they put their thoughts first. God told them to do something. They didn't look at the fact that God evaluates everything. They considered more how they felt, how they evaluated things. But if our mind was capable of evaluating things, God wouldn't have to guide us. We leave too much out. We're looking for something that we can judge. But God considers all the facts. All of them. Now, we're able to judge. We're able to understand. We're able to go forward in Him. We know right from wrong. We know good and bad. But God knows people specifically. He knows what they're capable of. He knows things that they'll choose. He knows how to present His word. He knows what hurt them. He knows their weak spots. He understands their fears. And we lack knowledge of all those facts. He even knows how they feel about us. Sometimes the people we're trying to reach, they may not even like us. They may think we're some kind of hypocrite. And the Lord knows this. And he will help us to understand. You know, he utilizes all the facts. And he helps us go forward with good information, pure information. It's the Lord, it's by the Holy Spirit that we operate and do perfect works. It's not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Spirit. And sometimes the people you probably think don't like you, they may look up to you. You may have great rapport with them because they watched your life. They may be of another race, but when the Lord tell you what to say to them, it's a louder voice coming from you when God gives you the unction to say something. So the times that the Lord has great things for you to say or do, don't disqualify them. Yeah, never depend on how things look or seem. Stick with what God reveals. It won't change. It's true. Whatever God gives, whatever he speaks to you, you can count on it. It's a good word, and it will work. Sometimes people judge people by stereotypes, but God judges things perfectly. In Isaiah chapter 11, he said he doesn't judge by the seeing of the eye or the hearing of the ear, but with righteousness he makes judgments, because he's guided by the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can do such a thing. The Holy Spirit understands people perfectly. Even demons understand people partially. Angels understand people partially. But God understands people perfectly. Perfectly. And he's dealing with the heart. Men observe the mind, what they see, what they hear, what people are doing, and that satisfies their logic. But God looks at the heart, and he understands the soul. He understands their thoughts and their mind, even their brain. He looks at everything. And I learned to appreciate and trust what God reveals. I learned to appreciate and trust the things that he showed me, things he helped me see. And because his track record is perfect, and I know he knows what he's doing. That's what following God is all about. When you follow him, you take all the guesswork out. Even though you can't see the good you've done, when you follow God, you're operating just like he would if he was in your place. You're operating like you're making the same choices that God would make if he was you. That's the power of following God. Now, people were following, if men could do that, he would let them. He would encourage them. If they could do it, but they just can't. We just can't do that. I'm showing you the difference between a perfect work and a work of the flesh. Man in his best state can't do what God can do. So when you're obeying him and doing what he said do, you're operating in the most perfect wisdom. And God can show you how to do it. There is a way to work perfect. There is a way to do the best things in this life. And God loves you so much. He cares about you in every way. And He knows how to organize your life. But that's your job. So that means if you want God's best in every form, you're going to have to take Him at His word in every form. You're going to have to live like He does. You're going to have to see what He sees. You're going to have to gain understanding in every way of life. The Lord is good. You're going to enjoy all the revelation that comes with obedience. The revelation that comes from after obedience is the best revelation you can get concerning those things. Some things you're not going to see or even learn or ask about until you obey Him. Because the things that happen after you obey the Lord, they take you forward. And they help you to do what couldn't be done. And the Lord loves us. He deeply cares about every part of our lives. And He will show us how to navigate. He'll show us what we normally would miss out on. And He'll reveal to us the things that we need the most. He can show you how to propel in life, how to go forward, and how to win in every way of life. There's nothing you can't do in Him. You can go forward. You can take Him at His word. You can live greater. And He'll take what you can do. He'll take your efforts, your speech, your faith, and multiply it. And it will cause many people to come to the Lord. It's important. It's not just about the work of the ministry. It's about life in the Lord. This is just the way it works. The more we trust Him, the more we can do. And the more we can see things around us heal and progress, and those that we love thrive. And not just survive, but thrive. If you can trust God on this level, this is the reward of it. But everything else, it can't do what God can do. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move throughout your life, as you trust Him and as you go forward taking Him at His word. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.